Good morning. Tuesday morning, Gail Porter will be a name that many of you will know. The former model, lads mag pinup and TV presenter, has been speaking recently about being declared bankrupt. She's calling for school children to be taught how to manage money, and she's with me now. Gail, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, good morning.
Excuse me, I've got a wee croaky voice. I've just come back from Scotland. Don't know if it's just the weather or what.
You're sounding very up today, Gail. You're sounding very upbeat. But talking about...
I'm always upbeat.
Even though you ended up bankrupt and homeless for a period of time.
Well, do you know what? I think a lot of people assume that if you work in television or you work in the media, you get a lot of money as a... But, you know, there's a lot of jobs that I do for free. I do most of my stuff for free. And unfortunately, I just couldn't keep up with bills. So it wasn't like I was, you know, going out and going on fancy holidays. I just couldn't keep up.
Couldn't keep up with what?
Just bills. And London's not like a cheap place to live, you know. So, you know, your rent is rather expensive. And if you're doing a job for maybe £200 and then you give your agent 20% and then you got to pay the rent and... Yeah, it just kind of caught up with me, really.
And when you knew it was happening, that must have been scary. Just at that point, Gail, where you think, I can't keep paying anymore.
I must admit, I was pretty panicked. But I've got a daughter, and you know what? If I didn't have her, I don't know where I'd be, well, if I'd even be here, because I was so panicked about what to do. And then I got in contact with this company called Credit Fix, and they just said, look, do you know what? It's not that bad. And they talked me through it, and I just thought, you know, bad things happen, and we can get through this. So, yeah, we've come up with a plan, and I'm still standing and smiling.
And what do they advise you to do? Why is bankruptcy not that bad?
Well, obviously, it's not ideal because you're not going to be able to get credit cards or do anything like that. But I've never had things like that anyway. But it's not good for your credit rating. But it's sort of like a means to the end. You go and you face your problems, and they've been great. They just talk me through it. And, you know, there's worse things that happen in the world than not having enough money to pay your rent. I know that sounds very, you know... Like I'm being very jolly about the whole thing, but it's been extremely stressful, but there's always people there you can talk to.
What was the worst moment for you?
Probably when I couldn't get somewhere to stay and I slept on a bench, which was not the nicest feeling in the world.
My goodness. For many nights?
Just a couple.
How did you get yourself out of that?
I managed to, well, someone owed me a bit of money, so I managed to get a bit of cash, and then I went and stayed in a bed and breakfast for a couple of days, and I just kind of kept going. I don't know, I just kept going.
It's a far cry away from the image people have of television presenters, isn't it?
Well, I suppose so, but I mean, when I did that image, that famous one that was on the Big Ben, I never got paid for that either.
Well, why not, Gail? Who was advising you?
Nobody. I just turned up and they said to me, we're going to do a wee picture of you, and it's probably going to be on page 73 of SHM, and then it was projected onto the House of Parliament without me knowing. I just thought it was going to be a nice little wee promotional thing. And then it turned out to be quite massive, and I'm sure they made lots of money, but I didn't get anything.
How important is money to you now that you've been through that experience?
No, I, you know, as long as I can make sure my daughter's happy and I've got a roof over my head, that's all I care about. Money's not that.
And did your daughter know at the time how bad things were?
She was with her dad. So her dad's brilliant, and he's helped, you know, just keeping things just quiet. And, you know, I dealt with things and he dealt with it. And so, yeah, it was all good. And I'd occasionally go and stay at friend houses and stuff when I had my daughter, so she could come and stay. So she didn't know. I think she knows now. Obviously, she's coming up for 15, and she knows that I didn't have the most fun. But we're happy and getting on with life now, so all good.
So why are you talking about this now? What is the lesson for people?
I just think that someone brought it up to me and said, you know, do you think children should taught about, you know, looking after their money? And I think it's a huge big thing, because, you know, I was just not frivolent, but I thought, you know, everything's going to be fine for the rest of my life, and then it's not. So I just think it's really important to start teaching people while they're young enough to just maybe just be careful with their money. And you know me, I've met you before, Stephen, and I talk about anything. I've had my hair falling out, you know, all sorts of things. And I just think it's better to speak out and be honest. And if you can help somebody else, then, you know.
It is interesting, isn't it, that we expect young people, we try to prepare them for so many other walks of life. And in terms of money, I'm not sure that we do actually sit them down and spend time educating them about how it all works. You kind of learn as you go along, don't you?
Well, exactly. I think that's it. You sort of like fly by the seat of your pants. And it's suddenly, you know, when I moved to London, I was like, wow, rent's like huge. And then the council tax is like, oh my gosh, I didn't plan on that one. And then you just think, and then it just keeps going and going. I'm not very good at these things.
What mistakes did you make along the way?
What, with money?
Yeah.
Probably getting married.
Why do you say?
I don't know. It's just I kind of thought money would keep coming in and you'd get paid enough money to keep going. And then, you know, when my hair fell out, the jobs weren't coming in as much as they were before. And yeah, so money just started not appearing, which I didn't expect. I kind of thought.
What I'm really trying to ask is if you were holding one of those classes to young people, what would you tell them? What would you say to them?
Oh gosh, don't ask me. I'd get someone from Credit Fix to go and talk to them, and I would just go, just listen to what they are saying. But I would say you've got to put savings aside. I never did that. I didn't have any savings. I just paid for things as I went along, thinking that, you know, life is going to be great forever. And unfortunately, it kind of didn't work out that way.
And what's the future hold for you, Gil?
Well, I'm writing a book, so that's going to be out at the beginning of next year. So I'm just started doing most writing every day and doing a lot of charity as usual. And just don't know. Don't really know. Just enjoying life, to be honest with
good.
You. And I'm loving writing the book, which is good. I'll send you a copy.
And how are you making a living now if you're doing all this charity work?
But I have got voiceovers. I do voiceovers still, and yeah, there's lots of little bits and pieces that come and go. So good. I've got enough to keep me going.
Gil, it's always nice to talk to you. Thank you very much
indeed.
And
you too. And I hope you're well. And maybe I'll come over and visit sometime soon.
Bye, night, Gil. Bye, bye. Cheerio.
All right. Bye.
It's Gil Porter at 12 minutes past 10.